That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the City's podcast. The Christmas holiday seems like a natural time of celebration for the German American Heritage Center in downtown Davenport. And each year, museum workers put together special programs, events, exhibits, all to mark the holidays. Plus, there's some good food, too. But the center is also a year-round living history lesson of one of the biggest migrations seen in the cities. We talk with German American Heritage Center Executive Director Kelly Lau. So the Christmas season at the German American Heritage Center has got to be something, you know, more special than the rest of the year.
Oh, yes. It's actually our busiest time of year as well.
Tell me what do you do specifically for this time of year?
Oh, so many things. So we actually have enhanced our gift shop. So we have tons of different items, as well as specialty cookies and chocolates and different treats available. We have our ornaments and beautiful wooden carved items, and even just like little stocking stuffers for kids. So we have that kind of expanded gift shop, as well as doing some different special events around Christmas time. So one of my favorite things that we do is actually a partnership with the Creative Arts Academy at the Davenport Community School District. And we work with the seventh graders to kind of create a project where they learn a little bit about German culture, a little bit about German history, and then they create artwork or theatrical works or things around that topic. And one of the things they create is actually our giant advent calendar. So we turn our building into, I'm gonna go ahead and say, the largest advent calendar in the United States. So if anyone knows of a larger one, we can go head to head.
But you're really going high there, because on the website it says the Midwest's largest. You're now going America's largest.
No one stopped me at Midwest, so I'm just going to keep going. So
good for you. Well, and let's talk about a couple of those things, because the kids' artwork, is that the Jugendstil?
Oh, nope, that's an exhibit we have going on.
Okay, so tell me about that, because that's Art for All. And that's going to be actually closing next month. So let's talk about that real quickly, because people still have a chance, but a very limited chance, to come down and see that.
It's a beautiful exhibit. And I understand, because Jugendstil means youth art, so like art for young people. So you might think that kids in it, but it's actually Art Nouveau and the German version of it. So we have a gorgeous exhibition that talks about the German contributions to the Art Nouveau movement. We have beautiful artifacts from Cedar Rapids Czech and Slovak Museum of Alfons Mucha, who is a very famous Art Nouveau artist. We have beautiful works from Augustana College. We have textiles from the Putnam Museum. And we brought all these together to really tell the story and show examples of how this specific version of Art Nouveau, but actually all over Europe, they were practicing this kind of break from previous art movements and making these beautiful designs that have these whiplash curves and flowing and gorgeous design for every aspect of your life. So it'd be like magazines and furniture and wallpaper and everything, just to make your life surrounded by beauty. One thing I really love about this exhibit is we talk about Gesamtkunstwerk, so art in its entirety. So like all these pieces coming together to make one piece of art. So you might think of it as a home, with each piece in the home making a piece of art, or even musically. So all the instruments come together to make a work of art. So that's a really gorgeous exhibit that's going to be closing next month. So we really encourage anyone to come down and see this with all these different collections and artworks from all over the region.
Well, I mean, we always talk about Christmas, but I mean, the German American Heritage Center is there for a reason in the old Standard Hotel. I mean, that was the meeting point, the focal point, the entry point for the German immigrants that came to Davenport and the Quad Cities. And you always have that exhibit of the German immigrant experience. And I think one of the best things that is a part of that is the Step Into My Shoes part of that exhibit. I mean, you really want to try to immerse people into what it was like at that time, and especially when you're seeing now Afghan immigrants arriving in the Quad City mm-hmm. area, that, you know what, we were all based on immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And that's that exhibit really talks about, you know, the people and what things were going on in Germany that caused them to leave. Because we say immigration, but, you know, sometimes it was war that caused people to leave and, you know, had similar experiences where they maybe didn't want to be conscripted into service and they wanted to go to America. The interesting part about all this is that these tales, you know, that we tell in the exhibition, they translate, you know, through time from different regions, and you can see different experiences through the ones that we're talking about here in our local community over and over again.
Kelly, tell me a little bit more about some of the Christmas events that you have, because one of them, of course, is the Christ Kindle Market. That's going to be staying open until December 19th, because like you said, now's the time to eat that German food and get some of that German crafts and immerse yourself in Old St. Nick.
Oh, yes. So we are keeping our gift shop running all the way through, actually, the 23rd. We have pop-ups of special vendors each weekend. So that's where the 19th comes in. So on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, you'll find different vendors that we normally would have in our one-day-only Christ Kindle Markt, which we are not doing it in that kind of format this year. We're doing it in the pop-up format. So if you come in on a weekend, each day you'll find a different vendor selling really unique items handmade here locally. So shopping here, you get the local, shop local, you can support a local organization, and also you can buy some things that we actually did get all of our stuff from Germany, just about. So we have our European goods. Additionally, we have been really just enjoying having different art up from our students at the Creative Arts Academy. So on the fourth floor, we do have a display right now of the prints of the windows that they're doing for our advent calendars, but also paintings. And the students made actually stretched canvas and made their actual frames and everything to make these artworks. And what they did is they picked Germans that were famous for bettering the world in some way, and or maybe having a great invention. And they took those people and portrayed them through artwork that we have on display on our fourth floor. And that'll be open through the holiday season as well.
What are you hoping for 2022? I know COVID has had so many restrictions. Mm-hmm. I know you want to get back out in the schools as much as possible.
Oh, yes. So we actually are creating a book club that talks about different immigration and refugee issues with middle schoolers. We are offering a lot of great resources in our traveling trunks that we have coming out, where people can, teachers, homeschool, anything can take these trunks and do a lesson that's particular to the grade level. So it might be German holidays, you could do one on immigration, or even on World War I anti-German sentiment, which is a very interesting part of history that students more in the high school region might want to learn. So we are planning all of that. We are partnering with Tapestry Farms and doing an exhibition early in the next year, talking about that kind of wonderful story of people coming here from Germany. They would start farming. That's what they knew. That's what their skills were. And they used that to kind of, you know, make an impact in this region. And the wonderful work of Tapestry Farms is taking the skills of people who are refugees from all over and giving them that ability to do farming in this kind of urban community that we're in right now on the western side of Davenport, and, you know, being able to provide income for themselves. So we want to tell their story in relation to how it's connected to our story as well. So we have really big plans for 2022. We hope that people will come and see us. We do have just programs almost every single weekend. We have virtual and in-person options. So we're trying to really keep up our momentum and growth that we've experienced in the past.
Our thanks to German American Heritage Center Executive Director Kelly Lau.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.